Exclusive, Murkowski challenger Kelly Tshibika releases first TV ad for 2022 election. By Hannah Blow on June 14, 2021. Kelly Tshibika, the conservative Republican Senate candidate challenging establishment incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., in Alaska, released her first television ad of the 2022 election on Monday, over a year ahead of the primary matchup. The ad features the conservative candidate detailing her own Alaska story, highlighting her conservative values and her roots as her parents rose from homelessness to the middle class after moving to the last frontier state in the 1970s. Growing up wasn't always easy. My mom and dad were homeless, surviving in a canvas tent. But tough times made me who I am today. I'm a conservative. Pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and America first. Always. We're raising our five kids with those same Alaska values. The insiders don't like me because I spent my career exposing taxpayer fraud and abuse, Tshibika continues in the ad. That's okay. I'm not running for them. I'm running for you. A Tshibika campaign official confirmed to Breitbart News that the ad will air on broadcast and cable TV in Alaska and described it as a healthy buy, although the official would not specify exactly how much. Watch. Tshibika, who announced her bid against the 20-year incumbent in March, has since blasted Murkowski for forgetting about the Alaskan people, accusing her of prioritizing Washington insiders. She's been voting with him, hurting our way of life. And she's not standing up to the radical Biden administration while they kill our oil and gas jobs, she said during an April appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. She's voted to allow illegal immigrants to come into our country. Even if they commit crime, they can stay here. She was the deciding vote to keep Obamacare, and that means higher healthcare costs and fewer healthcare choices for us in Alaska. We have some of the highest healthcare costs in the country. She votes against common sense judges that keep and protect our Second Amendment rights. She continued, reminding the audience that Murkowski also stood as one of the establishment GOP senators who voted to convict former President Donald Trump in the failed Senate impeachment trial. So, for all of those reasons, we are absolutely fed up with Lisa Murkowski. She was censured by the Alaska Republican Party, and they said inside our borders she is not allowed to be called a Republican anymore, she explained. I want to go to the Senate and I want to fight for Alaska. Tshibika said a large grassroots groundswell against Murkowski exists and told Breitbart News Saturday in another appearance that people who formerly supported Lisa Murkowski, formerly worked on her campaign, they're all defecting and lining up behind her campaign because they understand Lisa Murkowski represents the D.C. elite, the D.C. insiders, and the Biden administration. The conservative candidate added that Murkowski has failed to defend the state from the Biden administration's attack on its oil and gas jobs. Our economy was crippled on day one when Joe Biden targeted and attacked our oil and gas jobs. They're pushing all these headlines across the United States saying the economy is rebounding, the nation is on the move, she said. No. Alaska's in a meltdown, and our economy is struggling. Further, Murkowski's father, she explained, literally gave her his Senate seat when he appointed her to that seat when he became governor. And we've had a Murkowski in that seat for 40 years. That seat doesn't belong to someone named Murkowski, Tshibika said. It belongs to Alaska. And we need that vote to vote for Alaskans. That's why I'm running.